goodness down on them. Mm-hmm. I've descended into this room to invite everyone back to their original home, the spiritual realm of the Lord. In the spiritual world, everyone is blissfully united, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead with pure unmotivated love. But due to our misuse of free will, we have come to this material existence where we are trying to find happiness through exploiting the resources that are the property of God. And every time we try to do this, we become further implicated in the laws of karma. It's like rope. We are bound by the shackles of the reactions of our own past misdeeds. It is such a vicious cycle that we respond to the reactions of our past misdeeds out of necessity by performing more misdeeds. The more you have, the more you have to work to maintain what you have. And the cycle goes on birth after birth after birth. We try to somehow or other alleviate the sufferings of one reaction, but then we create another reaction in the process. There is only one way out of this most complex network of material implications. Krishna explains what it is in the Gita. Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papevyo moksham. Abandon all other occupational duties. Abandon all other varieties of religion. Surrender to me. I shall relieve you of all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Any effort other than surrender to Krishna only further implicates and complicates our existence within the sufferings of this realm of birth and death. But Krishna quickly removes us by his own sweet will from this ocean of birth and death when we sincerely and helplessly accept him as our Lord and accept the position of his servant. Lord Caitanya and Lord Nityananda descend into this age of Kali Yuga to teach the sublime process by which everyone can surrender to Krishna. By living in harmony with Krishna's desire, by accepting our position as his eternal servants, by associating with devotees, by cleansing our hearts through the divine process of chanting his holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishya Saravaraham Eva Vidyo Vidandhati Veda Vedeva Jaham. He is the author of all the Vedas. He is the knower of all Vedanta. He is the ultimate goal of all of the Holy Scriptures. And he has especially extracted from the ocean of the Vedic literature as the most expedient means of purifying our hearts through the chanting of the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Of all the great mantras and prayers and hymns of the Vedas, he declared this to be Mahamantra, especially selected in this age of Kali Yuga, for cleansing the heart, alleviating the disease of material attachment, and reviving our original blissful Krishna consciousness. Orderly by dance and chanted amongst the devotees, from town to town and village to village, spreading this transcendental message. Chant Hare Krishna, live as the servant of Krishna, be in the association of his devotees and be happy. So this is the most suitable of all forms of worship, especially in the homes of Grihastha, the forms of Gaudiya Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so merciful, they will not even accept offenses. If you make offenses, that will certainly disturb your spiritual progress, but they will not give you sinful reactions to your offense. They will forgive you. And therefore, because living in a home with a family, naturally, out of any toxic atmosphere, always offenses will be made. Gaudiya Vaishnava come into your home just to receive whatever love and devotion you offer. Perhaps one of the first of all Gaudiya Vaishnava deities to be manifested in our present millennium was in the house of Gauridas Pandit, the younger brother of Suryadas Parakrama. Gauridas Pandit was a very, very loving, devoted servant of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He is counted amongst the branches of the trunk of the tree of Lord Nityananda. And he had so much devotion, he was Subal, the cowherd-boy friend of Krishna Balaram and Krishna Lila. He lived in a place called Ambika Kavna, just across the river Ganges from Shantipur, the abode of the Advaita Acharya. At one time, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came to visit his home. Gauridas Pandit was especially fond of cooking nice bhoga for the world. So he took wonderful feasts for Gaudiya Vaishnava, and together they chanted and they danced in great love. He was so attached to the darshan of Gaudiya Vaishnava that when they decided to leave to go on with their preaching, he was in an unbearable state of consciousness, thinking, you cannot leave. How will I survive? I have tasted the sweet nectar of your beautiful, merciful glance upon me, seeing your transcendental form, cooking for you, farming for you, singing for you. You cannot leave. Gaudiya Vaishnava said to Gauridas that we must leave. We have come to this world to spread the holy name in every town and every village, not just your house. He said, no, no, my lord, please do not leave. Please take Lord Prasad. Please let us have more kirtan. Please, you cannot leave. And when they saw how very, very sincere he was to serve them with such pure devotion, they were not able to leave. They were literally captured by the love of their devotion. But still, what about all the other conditioned souls that are longing for love of God within their hearts, who require the
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to save them from Maya, terrible pain.
So Gaurudas Pandit begs these things. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they said, we will remain with you in the form of murti. And you will always see our form, and you can worship us to your heart's content. And it was said that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda raised their arms, and they, right before his eyes, they turned into beautiful murti. And at that time, so actually what happened is that they had murti cars. That is the story. I'm sorry. They actually had murti cars exactly looked like them. And murtis were so beautiful. They stayed at Gauridas Pandit's house until they were complete. And now the murtis are complete. Now you worship these deities, and we will go. He said, no, no, please do not go. Please do not go. He said, but we are non-different than these murtis. Gauridas said, if you are not different than the murtis, then let the murtis go. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda could not refuse. So then they lifted their arms, and they turned into murtis. And the previous murtis became animated and began to walk away. Gauridas Pandit ran to Gaurutai as they were walking away. He said, no, 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 please stay. They said, but they are here in our murti form. We are not different. He said, then let the murtis go, and you stay. They lifted their arms and turned into murtis, and the other murtis began to walk away. He ran to them, grabbed their feet, please, please stay, let the murtis go. They raised their arms, and the murtis went. He was running back and forth in such love and devotion. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were really happy to see such love. Finally, Gauridas Pandit said, yes, my lord, if it is your will, I will stay here with your murti, and you go deliver the world with other nonsense. From that time, in the holy place, Ambika Kauna, where the Gauridas Pandit has been worshipping by his deity, later his disciple, Vidhai Chaitanya, the guru of Samananda Goswami, worshipped. To this day, those deities are still being worshipped. How many have been there? The Ambika Kauna? Anyone? It is a very sacred place. From Navadvip Dham, it is about 2 hours. Depending on traffic and what type of vehicle, sometimes 1.5 hours. You can also go by boat. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is very much eager to see devotees all over the world worshipping Gaurudas, especially in the Western countries. He knew that only Lord Nityananda's mercy was so benevolent that could save the people of the West. And here in India, people are becoming more westernized than the West. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya's mercy is supreme. Parama Karuna Pahundui Janami Sai Gaurudas. They are supremely merciful, the essence of all other powers. Therefore, Lord Chandas Thakur says, my dear brothers, please
worship Lord Nityananda who worship.
Because their focus is simply joyful, chanting, dancing. We are very happy that the daughter of Sundakari Mataji, the brother of Swarup Damodar Prabhu and Shikshastakam Prabhu, have taken to this path of devotional service. She lives in Amritsar. Her name is Seema. She has two beautiful little children who are always dancing and singing amongst us. Amritsar is way up in northwest India, in Punjab. It is the holiest of all holy places for the Sikhs. And although it is very far away, she comes all the way to Bombay whenever possible to chant and to dance and to hear Hari Katha from the Vaishnava. Although there are members of her family that are not so favorable to Krishna consciousness, by her strong, strong, unrelenting determination, she continues chanting and dancing and hearing and raising her children in devotional service. And gradually, little by little, the family's hearts are changed. In fact, in this very house, we are saying a similar thing to say. Very well. Would you agree with me, Krishnananda? His wife was a very, very sincere devotee, so full of desire to serve and to chant and to dance. And husband was thinking, what is all of this? But now he is singing and dancing and chanting and never stops serving the Lord. This is the power of Mataji. And to celebrate, we have brought an entire ashram of Mataji. Devotional services and how just by their prayers to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and by their sincere determination, Krishna changed the heart. And this house, Krishna Nam and Amrita Nam house in Vishal Prabhu, is one of the most wonderful places. Really like Vaikuntha. His family is completely always in such humility, eager to serve. Guests from all over the world, anytime they come, any time of the day or night, their doors are always open to let them stay as long as they like, serve them. Anybody who has stayed here, wherever they go, they praise the very sweet hospitality of Krishna Nam, Amrita Nam, and Rishabh. It is a home where service to the deities and service to the Vaishnavas and living by Krishna's principles is the all in all. We are so very grateful and proud of both of you for your wonderful examples. And by their kindness, they were very eager to have the welcoming ceremony for Gurnitai in their home. Amritsar is very far away. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Now I would like to ask Lakshmi Moni Mataji to kindly enlighten us in according to the occasion.
This is not fair. Anyway, we're all very pleased to be here, and we're continuously overwhelmed by the wonderful service that all the devotees have offered us. It's certainly nice to see so many sincere devotees serving Krishna in so many different ways. I hardly know who's who or what they do, but I've heard so many wonderful things, and everybody that I've met and come in contact with has been so wonderful. When we were in Punayatra, someone who was making an offering to Maharaj made comment how Srila Prabhupada, when he left, he said that he had completed 50% of his work and the other 50% was yet to be done, that 50% being the establishment of Daivivan Ashram. And since we don't have the ability, certainly here in Mumbai we don't, to start from the ground, we take what we have. Everybody is doing something, everybody is living somewhere, and we try and make it a perfect offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, called Yukta Vairagya, that whatever we have, we make as an offering to Krishna. So people in so many different walks of life, doctors and lawyers and probably a few Indian chiefs, are here and finding a way somehow or other to use their knowledge, to use their skills, to use their Lakshmi, to use their lives in the service of Krishna under Maharaj's expert guidance and the tender loving care of the Supreme Lord. Each devotee is finding a way to serve Krishna in so many different walks of life. It's very inspirational in America, just beginning to get that together. For so many years, people think Varnashram, they think farming. And let's start a farm, let's have a Varnashram community. But we're realizing more and more that not everybody is a farmer, and perhaps not very many people are farmers. And so people are living, doing so many things all over, and the only way that they're going to be able to serve Krishna is if somehow they can use what they have in Krishna's service, whatever it is, and make their homes into a temple so that they can worship Krishna on a daily basis and raise their families and become nice devotees and help their family members to become nice devotees and then share their homes with others to allow them to become inspired devotees of Krishna. And so we can all take example and inspiration from this project here and the large amount of wonderful Vaishnavas who are taking up Krishna consciousness in their homes, spreading Krishna consciousness all throughout India and throughout certainly this area, inspiring everybody actually all the way across in America. This community is famous, and many, many other communities, especially the one that I live in, Alachua, because it also has many, many families that come from many walks of life, many of whom have been devotees for many, many, many years, who went after some years and got their education, began their education, and made some money, lived away from the association of devotees, and now are finding themselves very lonely and bereft of that wonderful association of the Vaishnavas. Now they're all coming back and forming a very large community and trying to figure out how to take whatever they have and offer to Krishna. So this very nice example is there for them, and I'm personally very inspired by it and hope to be able to bring just a taste of it back. Thank you again and again for inspiring me and my students in devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry. Address is International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.